Hey, Talene, it's Tim Carter. It's a pleasure to have you on the Ask the Builder Show. How are you today? Are you there?
I'm here.
Great. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I emailed you this week in regards to grout, and we had a contractor put in a shower and grouted it two separate weekends, and he came back and grouted it last weekend. We turned the water on about 4 days after he had left, and my husband noticed that the grout was getting really dark when he turned the water on, where it got wet. And he took his finger and went across the grout lines, and it actually became the same consistency of when you are mixing the grout with the water.
Okay.
Like a crumbling type effect, or kind of the gritty. And when on the areas that did not get any water in them, I can literally take my fingernail and scrape it across, and the dry grout just crumbles.
Okay, what happened is the grout, either the grout that was used was defective, meaning it had, you know how you have a born-on date, like on cans of beer, because some people drink a lot of beer. I'm not going to mention any names. It's not me, and it's not you. So anyway, or like on food, like it says, sell before this date.
Right.
Okay. Grout is the same way, and even though it's packaged and it's got liners and and it can go bad over time. Okay, so if this grout was not fresh, that's a problem. If it was fresh, let's assume that the grout was okay, brand new grout, everything's cool. One of two things happened: the contractor who mixed it, he put too much water in it, or B, when he was striking the joints, when he was working with the grout after it was applied, the sponge that he was using had too much water in it. And what happens is, if you use too much water as you are finishing the grout, you basically dilute the amount of cement paste in it, and it does exactly what you just described. That grout, if it's done right, it should be as, because it is rock, it should be as hard as rock.
Right. He used the Hydromet dry tile grout unsanded.
Yeah. Okay.
And he had talked with someone at a tile place, and she said, "Well, that tile or that grout never fully gets hard."
That's insanity. I don't know who said something like that. I mean,
well, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
especially if it's in a shower, right?
You know what? You can prove it. You can prove it. I mean, here's how easy it is. You go to the tile store this morning or today, and go buy the smallest container of this unsanded grout. Okay.
Okay, I have one in front of me that he gave me.
Okay, let me tell you how to mix it, okay? Let me tell you how to do it the right way.
Okay.
Have you got two tiles left over or some scrap tile? I'm just going to assume you do.
I do.
Okay, all right. So you put two tiles together and on a piece of cardboard, and actually if you can glue them into place, that would be great, to where they're buttoned up against one another.
Okay.
And you're going to mix up a small amount of this grout. I mean, maybe... like the amount of a golf ball, like if you were to make it into a ball. And and you're just going to take this grout out of the bag, you're going to put it into a little container, you're going to slowly add water, and you're going to mix it up until it's the consistency of cake icing. You know how if you're going to ice a cake?
Right.
That's exactly what it should be like. In other words, you can't, if you were to tip over a bowl that has cake icing in it,
right,
it will not pour out of the bowl, okay?
Correct.
Okay. I mean, it'll start to maybe slowly droop out of the bowl. Got it?
Right.
But it won't pour out of the bowl. Now, batter, cake batter, will pour out of the bowl, right? Okay,
right.
So once you get it to that consistency of cake icing, to where it will droop a little bit, now you're at the right consistency. I want you just to take it with your finger, and I want you to push it into the, where the two tiles are together, like you're grouting that joint, okay? And make it nice and smooth with your finger, and then take a sponge. Just let it sit there for about 3 minutes, okay, or 4 minutes. And then at the end of that wait period, I want you to take a sponge, get it wet, and completely, as hard as you can squeeze that sponge, wring every drop of water out of it, okay? And then very lightly run that sponge over that grout joint you just did, okay?
Okay.
And then walk away from it, and walk away from it for 3-4 days, okay? And you come back and you tell me if you can scrape it with your fingernail. I'll tell you right now, you're going to ruin your nail.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, and that'll like prove it to you. That'll prove to you to the contract. You can say, look, you goofus, you goofed it up because I did. I took the instructions that Tim Carter told me over the phone. I made this grout joint. Look how hard it is, and look what yours is. You know, it's time for you to get the little carbide scraper out, baby, and scrape out all the grout and start over.
Right. Now let me ask you if it matters. We did the subway tile look.
Okay.
So the grout lines are so tiny.
Yes.
Does that matter?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean because the grout, that unsanded grout can fill a joint as thin as a 16th of an inch.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very thin, and someone had said, well, maybe because the grout lines are so small.
No. He just used too much water.
Too much water.
Yeah, he used too much water, and he's going to deny it. He's going to say, no, I did it right, you know.
Yeah. Well, I did talk with him, and he said this is what he's always used. He did it the same way, but I'm like...
Well, he could, every single job he's ever... I've written about this. Every single job the guy's ever done may be wrong. I mean, I hear that all the time from people, Talene, you know, where they say, well, this is the way I've been doing it for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I hate to be like this tough guy, but I just say to him, well, you've been doing it wrong for that many years.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry. You know, it's like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Okay.
All right, pal.
Thanks.
So mix it up yourself and then email me. Let me know what happened. I would love to hear back from you. Tell me what happened.
Okay. Thanks, Tim.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for calling me. Sure appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Pal.